Nothing is permanent in this world, not even our troubles. Charlie Chaplin.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for being here with me today. Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Kane, who I have crowned the anxiety killer queen. And we're going to deep dive into chamomile, where we will, of course, talk about how chamomile has been a game changer for her anxiety and how she incorporates chamomile into her work with her clients. But we'll also talk about chamomile as a whole, the plant, where it comes from, the many, many, many uses, and important safety tips when using this oil. That's today on the show, but first let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This is the segment of our show where we read a recipe that has been submitted by you, our amazing listeners. And today's recipe comes from Rachel McCormick. Her recipe is called Inner Strength. To make the Inner Strength recipe, all you need is 4 drops Valor and 3 drops Believe. Those are both Young Living blends. Combine those in a diffuser and get ready to feel invincible. 2 fabulous oils I have never tried in combination, so I'm going to have to give that one a go. Thanks, Rachel. If you would like to submit your recipe into our DIY dugout, simply email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you do, you'll get automatically entered to win a free bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite essential oil recipe ebook. That's DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Nicole Kane, who has a degree in clinical psychology and is a licensed naturopathic physician in Arizona. She has been interviewed as a mental health expert in Forbes, along with being published in Psychology Today and Well and Good. Dr. Nicole's mission is to introduce a new paradigm for understanding and treating our mental health through her monthly membership online courses and through seeing clients one-on-one. Dr. Nicole, welcome back to the show. How are you?
It's like coming home and hanging out with one of my favorite people. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, I remember back in the summer of 2021, you came on to the show to talk about panic attacks. I think that was episode 274. And I remember it being just one of my favorite interviews. So I'm thrilled to be talking with you as well. You're right. It sounds like talking to a dear friend. So it's been a while though. So catch me up real quick on what's been going on in your world since we last spoke.
I have actually really exciting news. Since the time that we were together, I decided that I was going to write a book. And so I got a deal with a major publishing house, and I'm writing a book called Panic Proof. And so hopefully, this is actually one of my first announcements about it. And so that's like really exciting. But hopefully
that is so exciting.
Thanks, babe. It's going to be the best. This is like everything that I've been teaching my clients for over a decade, my experience becoming panic proof, anxiety freedom. And it's going to be all in this like beautiful book that's going to teach you how to become your own holistic wellness expert. And we're going to talk about oils, naturopathic medicine. It's just going to be great. And it's supposed to drop fall 2024. And so I'm really pumped to be announcing that with you today.
Yay. That's so exciting. And yeah, that timeline sounds about right. I'm just blown away at how long it takes to write a book. Like I've only written one book in my life. It was a very short book. It was an instructional book about how to start a podcast. And it's called Pineapple Podcasting. And it took me about 2 years to write that. You know,
yes.
Like I think it was less than 100 pages. It was crazy.
I need to buy this book as an aside. Pineapple Podcasting.
I'll send it to you, girl. Yeah, don't worry. I'll
Put
send it to you.
Up.
So that's really exciting. And because your story really is so powerful. I mean, people can go back and listen episode 274. It was really incredible what you've gone through and how you've turned that into really your life's mission now to help other people deal with anxiety. Now, if I'm not mistaken, during our interview, chamomile oil did not come up. I don't think we talked about chamomile oil, which kind of surprised me, unless I'm mistaken. I'm not sure how good your memory is, but I'm really excited.
I remember diving into, we were talking about like the nitty-gritty biomechanics of lavender quite a lot, and like how they can go into the nose, to the hypothalamus of the brain, and absorb through the skin to then creating activation of your vagus nerve. But I don't think in all of that that we talked about chamomile.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. When I think of chamomile, I think of it as being such a peaceful, soothing oil that would go really hand in hand with anxiety. So
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we're going to dive into that oil today. So, let's get started. So I always like to start out with sort of like the background of the plant itself. What do you know about where chamomile oil comes from, the different species, the parts of the plants that are used, where it's grown, all that stuff.
I love two main types of chamomile. There's lots of different chamomile plants, but there are two main chamomiles that we use medicinally, and they're German chamomile and Roman chamomile. And of course, they have the Latin names. And so German chamomile is likely, if you're drinking chamomile tea right now, it's likely that that's the type of chamomile you're drinking. It's called Metrocharia resutiata. And then the Roman chamomile is actually Chamomellum nobile. And so those are the two main types that you're going to see. So if you go and you look in your tea section at the health food store, or you look at essential oils, you're more likely going to see those two. So that's where I'd love to focus today, is on the types of chamomile that you can actually use and enjoy and find. And so I'll tell you a little bit about them. And so they have a lot in common, but there's some really interesting differences. So one of the things that they have in common is that they're both beautiful flowering plants that you can find all over the world. And they're both members of the Asteraceae family, which is known as the sunflower family, which is really interesting to know too, because some people have hypersensitivities to plants in the Asteraceae family. So if you're going to have an allergic reaction, it's most likely that it's going to be Asteraceae. And there's like 32,000 different species of Asteraceae. But when I have a patient come in and I'm making them a tincture or recommending oils, or even just like eating the plant itself in a salad, which is one of my favorite ways to use plant medicine, is always checking in to make sure, like, are you allergic to daisies or chrysanthemums or sunflowers or anything like that? Because it appears that people tend to, if anything, have an allergy to these. A good hack for that, though, is to take the oil, or to take the fresh leaves or the flowers of whatever it is you think you might be reacting to, and then kind of macerate it or grind it up a little bit, and then place it on your skin. And there's a place in the inside of your elbow. It's called the antecubital fossa, which is basically like your elbow pit where they draw blood. And then just kind of rub it gently on that area, and then see if within 24 hours, if you get any sort of a little bit of a rash or a histamine reaction, then that probably means that it may not be an optimal plant for topical or internal use, because you're already getting your immune system reacting to it. So you don't want to take it internally. And then in that case, then there's so many other wonderful plants that might be a better fit for you that aren't in that family.
Yeah. Thank you for that safety tip. That's super important to know. And I had no idea that that plant family was so large. So, but I'd imagine someone going through life would have encountered something like sunflower seeds in their diet, where they would kind of have an idea if they had that sensitivity.
Yes, exactly. And this is one of my favorite types of plants. And so we don't want to just throw it out and be like, oh, some people are allergic to it. I'm not even going to bother with chamomile. I want you to listen to this full podcast and learn about all the deliciousness of chamomile, because it is, like you said, one of our best anxiolytics. And that's a word that we use in plant medicine and pharmacology, actually, where anxio refers to anxiety and lytic means to stop or break. It comes from the word lysis. And so anxiolytic means it's our anti-anxiety medicines. And so try chamomile. And so we were talking about the differences in Roman chamomile and German chamomile, and one is in its appearance. And so when you look at the members of the plant family, the Asteraceae, the chamomile family, is we use the leaves and the flowers, and the leaves will actually produce kind of a bluish kind of tint or concentration. And that's because both of these plants, there are essential oils in the plants called camelusine. Camelusine, it has this kind of delicious blue concentration to it. But we find that there's more of that. There's a higher concentration of that in the German chamomile. And so you'll find that the essential oil of Matricaria or German chamomile is going to be more blue versus the Roman chamomile is going to have less blue to it. In fact, it may be like a little bit more like yellow in color.
You know, the blue color from the German chamomile is one of my favorite shades of blue. Like, I wish I could do a whole painting dedicated to just that shade of blue. It's this deep, rich, just nat, you know, so many blues in our world are kind of can come off as almost unnatural, but that really rooted deep blue from the plant. There's not many plants that are a true blue, and it's just one of the things I really love about that oil. It's just almost just looking at it without even smelling it first calms me down because it's that beautiful. I know that sounds really dorky, but it's true. So the oil itself, is it distilled mostly from just the leaves, or do they distill it from the flowers or the stems or anything as well?
It depends on the company. And so, what you're wanting to look for when finding really good essential oils is where the medicine is the most concentrated in the plant. And then you want to find out when is the concentration the highest through the growth pattern of the plant. And then you want to make sure that they're using the proper distillation process to pull it all out. And so that's when you go into the actual like manufacturing and harvesting and all of those details about grape brands. And I've done some of that work, and I know you have too. And that's why it's so nice to have resources like this podcast, is because otherwise you're going to spend all your days like trying to figure out the wildcrafting and the manufacturing, and nobody has time for that. And so, the brands that Samantha that you recommend, I think, are actually generally really great. And so for your listeners, is you can generally speaking like trust what these manufacturers are doing. But some hacks to know if you're like, well, I want to do the digging myself, is when we're thinking about the chamomile, so the flowers have different constituents, the leaves have different constituents. The leaves have lots of those the xylene volatile oils, and so you're going to want a plant that has grown and it's producing leaves. And if you're using the leaves primarily, and the oil will tell you where it came from, it'll usually say like flowering tops, or it will say leaves or flowers. But if you're getting a plant that has the xylene oils from the leaves, is you want to see if this plant was harvested before it went to flower. Because if they're not using the flowering parts, then it once it flowers, all of those nutrients are going to be pulled out of the roots, the stems, and the leaves, and all of the energy is going to be put into the flower. So that's the part of the plant that's going to have the most medicinal value. So when you're getting it harvested and it's saying, we're using the leaves, is if you go back and you ask them about their manufacturing process, they actually have that information available for you. You just have to ask them for it. When did you harvest? Did it go to flower first, or did you harvest it before it went to flower? And if on the other hand they say all flowering parts, is then you want to make sure that it's like at the heart of the flowering process, and that it isn't like after, fall has come and like the plant is starting to go to sleep and it's losing flowers and leaves. You want to make sure that it's like right at the moment when it's just bursting with that energy.
Yeah, I love that you've said that. It's so important to realize that. I'll never forget one of the first forays I had into wildcrafting. I have a dear friend that lives in the mountains here with me who takes people out into the woods and teaches them, how to identify local edibles, medicinals, and things like that. It sounds so obvious saying it out loud now, but when she said this in the class, it really struck with me that she was explaining the importance of harvesting plants at the proper season because of what you're just saying about where the energy is in the plant. And she says, we all know if we look at a banana tree, we can tell if it's time to eat those bananas or not, right? Are they, you know, are they growing? Are they in seed form? Are they dark green, you know, or are they ripe? And we know, you know, when we see food or fruits or vegetables, we know when we can eat that, right? We're not going to go out into our garden and pick, you know, our tomatoes when there's no tomatoes on the leaves, right? When it's in that, when the energy's in the roots or into the growing the leaves. But with herbal medicine, I think sometimes we kind of forget that and we disassociate and we go, oh, well, you know, lavender is lavender is lavender. You know, it doesn't matter when you harvest it, but now it's, I mean, those same principles apply. You got to know where the energy is in the plant in the right time of the season to get those full benefits as a human, right? From that plant. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Well, I want to hear Dr. Nicole about the benefits of chamomile. I mean, you've already pointed to it being great for anxiety. It's got a lot of those properties, but are there any stories you could share about the use of this oil in your life or a client's?
Oh my heavens. I have so many stories. I make lots of tinctures and recipes, and I often will have somebody use the same plant in different ways. And so, for example, start your day with a cup of chamomile tea. Throughout the day, use the essential oil. And then in the evening, maybe relax with another cup of tea. Like, there's so many different ways to use it. And it just sort of depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And so if we talk a little bit more about German chamomile, and then I'll tell a little bit about Roman chamomile. German chamomile is the one I have the most experience with because it has more of the zeolites that we're looking for that really great activity from. But it has other constituents that are really cool too. So it has, and they all have like the weirdest, most unpronounceable words, but it has the sesquiterpenes. And so German chamomile, those sesquiterpenes make it anti-inflammatory, antispasmodic. And so you can use the tea and you can make a warming compress, which I can tell you a little bit more about, which is where you take tea, you take all the flowering parts, which is like the leaves and the seeds and the stems, and you put it in a big thing of water and you boil it covered for like 20 minutes. And then you put like a washcloth or a sock or whatever part of the body you're trying to soothe. And then you soak it in that and then you wring it out and then you apply it to the part of the body that's inflamed or spasming. And so I have a friend who rolled her ankle and sprained it really badly. Her ankle was just so hot and swollen and was just really, really inflamed. And so we had her do alternating hot and cold using chamomile baths. And it was very, very effective. It helped reduce the spasming and the pain in the muscles and the joints. It reduced inflammation. It was very soothing. She mixed a little bit of the essential oil for those volatile, the zeolites that smell so good. And there's something interesting about when we cook the plant. So when you steep it in heat and steam, the zeolites actually get converted to another agent called azulene, which has even more anti-inflammatory effects. And then if you take that internally, which is, again, I'm talking about like soaking the plants and then cooking it and then taking that cooked plant, like we just soaked it, it will actually support the pituitary adrenal axis to stop histamine. And so it will release cortisol, and then cortisol is actually anti-inflammatory, and then that will reduce histamine. And so if you're having an allergic or a histamine reaction, or in her case, her ankle was hugely swollen and irritated, there's a histamine reaction there, doing the external compress, but then drinking the tea, which then has that converted chamazulene into azulene, it helped even more. And then of course, it's a sedative, so it relaxed her. And so there's lots of different things. There's also matricin that's in the German chamomile. There's coumarins, which are very anti-inflammatory. There's flavonoids in German chamomile, which a flavonoid is something that's incredibly antioxidant. It's so good for your cells. It helps combat free radical damage. So if you've had a night like she did, where she was maybe overindulging a little bit, and then she tripped rolled her ankle. So we want antioxidants to help with the overindulgence of beverages. And there's some actions of German chamomile that you can find in both the plant and in the essential oil extraction of the plant. And so it's a sedative. And so it's good if you feel anxious or stressed, or if you burn the candle at both ends, if you're laying awake at night and you're having a hard time falling asleep, you want a plant that's sedating. It will relax you and help promote sleepiness. What I also love is that chamomile is super good for vatas. Vata, are you familiar with Ayurvedic medicine? Have we talked about that together yet?
Oh, I've interviewed a few guests on the podcast that are into Vedic medicine. So I have like a very, very basic background of it.
So y'all listening to this podcast, go back and listen to her other Vedic medicine interviews, because it's such a cool topic. And so when we're looking at making sure you get the right plant for the right action, is Ayurveda can help you zero in on that. And so there's really great essential oils for calming anxiety. But what if you have more of a vata anxiety, which is where you have gas and bloating and nervousness, a hard time sleeping, you're kind of restless, maybe a little bit ADHD, you're like in 10 different places at once? Is chamomile is really good for that, because chamomile is a sedative because of the components we just talked about. It's also a carminative, which means it helps with digestion. And so with vata, if you have that gassiness and that bloatiness, and also the anxiety, is chamomile is going to check those boxes. It's going to be really good for that, because she's a sedative, she's a carminative, she's also anti-inflammatory, and she helps with all of the things having to do with like diarrhea, nausea, lack of appetite. And it's also a really nice, wonderful, safe plant that can be used in kiddos as well as adults. And so that's something that you should absolutely have on your medicine cabinet. So think chamomile if you have anxiety, digestive upset, if you have signs of inflammation, whether it's like itchiness, swollenness, like my friend in her ankle, like that's all German chamomile. And it's so delicious. It's kind of, the German chamomile has a different taste than Roman chamomile. German chamomile is going to be kind of like sweet, straw, kind of herbaceous. It's got some grassy notes to it, which is, I like that, because I like to taste tea that kind of feels like I'm eating out of my garden. She checks all those boxes. I personally, Sam, chamomile has been a game changer in my life. I've talked about my story with you before of having so much anxiety and stress. And what I've done is I've created this really lovely routine. Our brains are very rhythmic. They like routines, and they're also very associative. And so what I've created is this beautiful nighttime regimen, or there's a word that's not coming to mind, but it's like routine. It's like a routine that works. It's like my routine at nighttime. And I have a cup of chamomile tea, and I like to mix it with lavender. And then I will actually put chamomile and lavender in the diffuser. So it's like this wonderful aromatic. So I'm getting the essential oils coming in the nose. What's really super interesting too, I know I'm like having so much fun with this and talking a lot, but this is the coolest stuff, you guys. This is like plant medicine, and it can totally transform our lives.
What can't she do? This chamomile, she's amazing.
She's amazing. We all need chamomile. Is that the volatile? Oh, this is just so cool. So the volatile oils, they go into your nose and they go directly into the brain. There's this whole part of your brain. It sits on the cribriform plate. There's receptors in the cribriform plate. Your nose sends information to those receptors, which then sends it into the brain. And it literally changes the way that the brain sends signals and information. And so if your brain, if your amygdala, your emotional brain, if she's in fight, flight, freeze, if she's in stress and you're trying to fall asleep where your kids are like running around and there's mayhem, or if you've been running around or your spouse is running around and it's mayhem, that even just smelling the volatile oils, it goes straight into the brain, goes into the hypothalamus of your brain. And it's like, just take a breath. Let's calm. Let's get into our earthy groundedness. These plants come out of the earth. They're very grounding. Grounds that vata energy. It's sedating. It's delicious. So drink a cup of tea. Smell the oil. Allow yourself to create this routine to tell your body that now it's time to relax. And that's a little bit of the wonderfulness of chamomile. And then, of course, it's good for your tummy. And so,
wow, yeah,
wow, well, I know.
Pause
right?
for a second there, because I have a question. You said that it's a great oil for kids, and I just want to ask, in your research, that I can't remember where I came across this piece of information, but in my mind, I've been told that Roman chamomile is kind of the go-to for young kids versus the German chamomile. Maybe that's just because the German is a lot more potent or powerful, so you want to use the more kind of gentler version. I'm not sure how important that safety tip is, but I'm curious if you've come across anything like that.
I've seen that because of the potential for allergic hypersensitivity with kids, because exactly what you said, because it is a little bit, it's a stronger, more potent plant. But then we could use a dose dependency. And this is something that I'm really passionate about teaching people, is I use all sorts of low dose plants. For example, pulsatilla flower, that's a low dose plant, because if you eat large amounts of pulsatilla, it's very, very toxic. But in the right baby sized doses, these plants have just unmatched, beautiful healing medicinal powers. Just, you don't want to, you know, it's like drinking alcohol. Like, a little bit of alcohol may not cause the same effect as drinking gallons of it. And so think about it that way. Is number one, is if you're giving someone a cup of chamomile tea, is depending on the age and the size and the way the person responds to herbal medicines, you might need to give them a little bit less of the tea, or you might have it soak a little bit less, or try a small spot. Like we talked about earlier, if you're using the oil, is try a small spot on the inside of their elbow and see if there's any sort of that hypersensitivity reaction. The biggest contraindication with chamomile that I really hang my hat on is, don't use chamomile before 12 weeks in pregnancy, because it is a smooth muscle relaxant, and that could increase the risk of miscarriage in pregnancy, especially in those first 12 weeks. But, it tends to be really well tolerated. I give it to kids all the time. And as long as you don't have the hypersensitivity, and as long as it's not too high of a dose, I find that they do super well, especially babies with colic. That's another great story. Mm-hmm. Is that the kid with
and
colic,
cradle cap, I believe it's really good for that too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that, because derm is so hard to treat. And if we can do something like a plant instead of a steroid, that's going to make such a big difference in the long run of their health.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how would you use it for a baby in the instance of colic? Would you just kind of have it diffusing, or would you heavily dilute it and maybe rub it on their chest?
Yeah, I would do a warming or a cooling compress depending on the constitution of the baby. And so what, again, you would do is you would make a tea. And so you could start with the essential oils if they're not too bothersome to the baby, in terms of, like, you know, some babies, like, they smell something and they get like really upset. Their nervous system is really amped up. If they're really reactive to the smells, then just use the tea. And then you would boil water, and then you would put like 6 tea bags in your typical 30-ounce kettle, and then cover that for 20 minutes. And so then you're letting all those volatile oils stay inside. You're going to put in a nice little washcloth, or if you do cloth diapers, like a cloth diaper, and then you're going to soak it, and it's going to absorb all of those wonderful active constituents. And then you can put that gentle warming compress right on the tummy, or if they're having like a cough or croup inflammation in their lungs or their bronchioles, you can actually place that warm cloth over their chest and their tummy, and then wrap them up like a nice little burrito. And so the warm can be very soothing. The skin will absorb it. Again, if you want that volatile oil component, the essential oils can be brilliant for that. But if, again, they're sensitive to the inhalation, then just use the tea. Or if they're already hot and feverish and bothered, then you can actually do a cooling wrap, where now you've soaked it in the same way, you've wrung it out so it isn't a swampy thing, and then just put it in the refrigerator for 10 minutes and cool it off, so that when they place it on the body, it's not shockingly cold, but it's a little cooling. And then the body will heat the coat that warming compress, and then that process of heating the warming compress is actually really good for stimulating your immune system to kick out whatever is causing the issue.
Lovely. Thank you for walking us through that in super detail, because I know that word comes up a lot, like a compress or a poultice, and some people are like, I just have no idea what that is. So yeah, thank you for walking through all that. Really appreciate it. Dr. Nicole, this has been so much fun. I want to leave some time to go through our closing questions real quick. So are there any last tips or things or stories you want to share about chamomile?
I had a little baby who came into my office. She was like 9 months old, and she was having just the worst colic. And chamomile can be used homeopathically. It can be used as an essential oil. It can be used as a plant, and it can be eaten. I think it's a tasty salad. You can't really get kids to eat it because it's like kind of bitter as a salad. But this little one came in, and a great indicator for chamomile is if they have red, hot, irritable, their stomach is hurting. You see a lot of chamomile babies, they're going to want to arch their back. So when their stomach is colicking and their stomach is hurt, you're going to see them like trying to fling themselves backwards and try to fling themselves out of your arms. And they're crying and they're inconsolable. You'll find parents wanting to bounce them, and they may feel a little bit better from more vigorous movement, but they tend to be like pretty upset and inconsolable. And so we did two things. One is we did that warming compress where we soaked the cloth diaper in the tea, and we put that on the tummy. It was a little bit cooler, and so then the tummy got to warm it up. And we gave her homeopathic chamomile, and we didn't use the aroma of the essential oil because this baby was just like not having any of it. And so we just used just the straight up German chamomile plant. And the next day, she was 100% better. She was happy. Her stomach wasn't hurting. She had a really good bowel movement. So there was something going on in her tummy. And the parents were just so delighted that they didn't have to take her to urgent care and put her on an antibiotic because they were really worried. And so this plant can have really quick actions, and it can have really powerful actions. And I wanted to mention the case of the baby just to share an example for parents out there who are like, if I do use it with my kids, how can I? And so that's one of my favorite stories of chamomile saving the day.
Absolutely. Happy baby makes for a happy parent. And
Yes.
chamomile to the rescue. I love it.
Yes. Yay, chamomile.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Nicole, this has been so much fun. You always bring the best information to the show. I think we need to have you on way more often. It's been too long. So before you go, I know you've answered these questions once before, but we always like to ask them again. What's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
I go outside and I put my feet on the earth and I try to face my face to the sun if there is sun. And just allowing that grounding moment to breathe and to be and to earth and to ground. I think that we like as doctors to overcomplicate things. And sometimes it's just a matter of being mindful in the moment. And that actually hacks the amygdala hijack. The amygdala hijack is when our emotional brain starts running on danger signals, which can send us into inflammation. It can send us into anxiety. It can interfere with our sleep. It can make us irritable and angry. And so we can hijack the amygdala hijacking, calm the brain by going outside, putting your feet in the earth, breathing for at least 30 seconds, and then going back at what you're doing. So that's number one.
Love it. Love it. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I would love to have us ditch shoulda, woulda, couldas and embrace it is what it is. And I embrace what it is. And that, I think, gives us a lot of power to be free to accept and to embrace where we are in our lives. And I think acceptance is really powerful because we're always transforming, but we get stuck when we put expectations on what didn't happen and hijack our happiness now.
Yeah. You know, we don't go through this world to be perfect. We go through to grow and learn. And, you know, without making mistakes, we wouldn't be able to do that. Oh, yes. I love that. Well, awesome. Your website, drnicolekane.com, is a great place for people to go learn more. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes. But what's the best way you think for people to get started? I know you have so much to offer with your Anxiety Freedom Challenge. Can you explain that? And then we'll say goodbye.
The Anxiety Freedom Challenge is a self-paced course where I've compiled all of my favorite solutions for anxiety freedom. These are strategies that I've used myself as well as over the past decade with people from all around the world who don't want anxiety to run their lives anymore and who want to actually heal. And it's really amazing. It's really fun. There's videos and books. And so you can find that on my website. Some people want a little bit more support though. And so if that's you, I have a holistic wellness collective, which is the investment of less than a coffee a day. And you can find that in the link in my bio, my Instagram, or on my website. It's all called drnicolekane.com. And in the holistic wellness collective, we just talk about all things health. I do have a passion for anxiety, herbal medicine, essential oils, like you heard today. So we talk about that. But lately we've been going over labs quite a bit. And so if you have questions about labs, this is the place for you. And so looking forward to seeing you guys in there. And also Samantha, yes, all of the videos, let's do more podcasts together because you're probably my favorite person to do these kinds of talks with. So yes, please. And thank you.
Oh, that means so much to me. Thank you. Well, you're just the best. I love you're the best guest. You always bring so much knowledge and wisdom. So yeah, let's do it again soon. I love it. Well, we'll put a link to all that in the show notes below. Make it real easy for people to find. And yeah, we'll have you back on, I hope sooner than later. So thank you for spending your time with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can find helpful notes, links, resources, and more on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com or scroll down wherever you're listening to the show notes section for easy access. We appreciate you tuning in so much, and thank you for everyone who's taken the time to leave us a rating and review or share us with a friend. It really helps to get the show into more ears. We'll catch you here next week with a brand new episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.